Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons. And as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners, not only in this country, but throughout the world. But also to welcome to the programme four bright, clever and entertaining personalities who are going to play Just a Minute. And they are seated on my left. We have from the world of improvised stand-up comedy and also a comedy writer. That is Tony Hawks. And sitting beside him, one of our most distinguished actresses in both in comedy and drama, both on television and in the theatre. That is Sheila Hancock. And seated on my right, a man who's done so many different things. Where do you begin? From the world of politics, from journalism, a restaurateur. He's done it. And it is, of course, Clement Freud. And seated beside him, we have a representative from the lovely Principality of Wales, speaking up for that area, because that's where we are at the moment. And that is one of our most versatile and entertaining actors who's done nearly everything you can mention in show business. That is Victor Spinetti. And will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, and she's going to help me keep the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the magnificent Theatre Clwyd, which is in Mould, northeast Wales, quite near to the English border, and nearly everybody in front of us speaks Welsh as well as English, so that's what they do. So we'll begin the show this week with Tony Hawks. Tony, a subject, my pride and joy. Will you talk on that subject, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now?
My pride and joy is to go down to the newsagents and purchase lots of chocolate and just to open them up one by one and...
You set yourself up for that almost early. So, Clement, you were the first to challenge, yes?
Repetition.
A repetition of one, yes. So, Clement, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. You take over the subject. And it is my pride and joy. And there are 50 seconds available starting now.
My pride and joy, and I do this as often as I possibly can, is to go to King's Cross Station, find that I've got to the wrong place, and go to Euston, and find a train...
Sheila Hancock, challenge.
Two finds.
Yes.
Repetition of find.
Yes. Definitely you said find twice, Clement. I should explain to you.
I wasn't listening.
Sheila, you have a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 36 seconds available. My pride and joy starting now.
My pride and joy are my five grandchildren, and particularly the most recent, who is 6 months old, Charlie John, who adores me. Every time he sees myself, he squirms with delight.
German for a challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Grammar.
That's because I couldn't... I thought I was so clever because I didn't say me twice.
I know. This is the trouble with this show, isn't it? It is a deviation.
You can't get done for grammar.
Well, why not? It's deviation, isn't it? Your deviation from the English
grammar. Blimey, if everybody got stopped for grammar.
Got stopped for punctuation a couple of weeks back.
What did I say? Maybe I can twist it round.
I see myself, yes.
I see myself.
Every time he sees myself.
Every time he sees myself.
Which actually doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. I haven't even opened my mouth yet.
Let him have it. Clement, another challenge, correct challenge for another point. 21 seconds, my pride and joy starting now.
Watford, Nuneaton, Rugby, Stafford, Crewe.
Sheila.
Now, come on, this is not his pride and joy.
No, I don't. I agree with you. That is devious.
Absolutely.
I explained previously that the train journey was my pride and joy.
How can it be your pride and joy? It could be your joy.
No, my pride.
Why pride?
I used to make sandwiches for...
Oh, that's nothing to be proud of, Clement.
I still can't believe that particular journey all the way from King's Cross is your particular pride and joy. I'm sure you've done more things in life than to make that the most significant one. So, Sheila, I agree with your challenge.
I lied.
How many seconds have I got?
You've got 16 seconds. My pride and joy is starting now.
Lola Lupin, my other friend.
Tony.
I think there was a slight hesitation.
We call that hesitation. A stumble is interpreted as hesitation. Tony, a point to you that your subject. 13 seconds, Pride and Joy, starting now.
I was lying when I mentioned the brown confectionery earlier. My Pride and Joy is, of course, a new cat that I own. Previously, I was very against them, very much a dog man, but now I've launched into...
In this game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Tony Hawks. So, Tony, you have... in fact, everybody has got 2 points at the end of that round, except Victor Spinetti. Well, he's yet to speak. But don't worry, you're going to hear from him now.
What?
So, Victor, the subject is the paparazzi. Tell us something about the paparazzi. In 60 seconds, starting now.
The paparazzi is, in fact, a word invented by Luchino Visconti, the great film director. That's what he used to call the actors who played the press pack in his film Dolce Vita. He would shout, "Hey, paparazzi!" And that's where it came from. I once faced the paparazzi in Rome. I landed there. I was about to do a direct...
You went for 25 seconds. Well done, Victor. Sheila, you challenged.
Well, I hadn't buzzed him on the repetition of that's, so I did buzz him on hesitation. He'd done a few that's before that.
Oh, okay, I don't think he hesitated very much.
You wait. You'll hear when you hear the programme go out. You'll get the letters,
It was
Nick.
A sort of Welsh hesitation, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's very mean of me, because he's one of my best friends.
Well, all right, it was correct, you, Sheila, but... 35 seconds, the paparazzi with you, Sheila, starting now.
They can be a terrible nuisance. I have occasionally been hounded by them and...
Victor, yes, hesitation, Victor. Well, listen, so you got her on hesitation. The paparazzi is back with you, Victor, and you have 29 seconds available, starting now.
I faced a paparazzi in Rome.
Tony, you challenge. I don't
Twice.
Think you know...
Yeah, you, actually, yes, if you did it in the first
Rome,
time...
You can't... Well, if you get the subject back, you can't mention a... Back,
yes. But I think Victor should keep it, don't you? He didn't know that. He didn't know that.
He's only played the game twice before. Victor, if you get the subject back, you mustn't repeat what you said in the first part. You can repeat it in another subject, but not in this one.
And we've let you off once. You do it again, you're in trouble.
So we'll go back to 29 seconds and say the paparazzi starting now.
The paparazzi. There they were in front of me.
Tony Chung.
Repetition of front.
They were in front of you before.
This, Victor, this isn't the best forum for telling stories.
It's everything I know.
You have to talk absolute rubbish. There's no point in trying to tell a story.
Okay.
Right. I gave up years ago.
Tony, you have the subject. 26 seconds. The paparazzi is starting now.
You should have seen the scene outside the theatre this evening as the paparazzi were here to greet Nicholas Parsons as he stepped out of his stretch limousine that he always insists on having, even though we have to cycle here the rest of the time. It's quite embarrassing. It's humiliating, but that's the kind of chairman he is, and he rubs it in. But the paparazzi loved it, of course. They were there flushing.
Oh, Clement challenged.
Of course.
Of course you challenged.
You said it before.
Did I?
No, said it again.
Tony, I don't think you did. You have the 1 second left on paparazzi starting now.
Glenda Jackson.
Anyway, I couldn't give it against you after that image of me that you created for this audience and for our listeners. Tony Hawks has taken the lead at the end of that round, and we move to Sheila Hancock to begin the next round. And the subject, Sheila, is how to win an argument. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, it varies according to the person that you are arguing with. Should it be a child that you are having a contretemps with, the ideal is deviation tactics. For instance, Lola Lupin, who I mentioned before, won't eat her dinner. So what I do is say, yes, it is rotten food. Let us sing a song, making sure that particular chanson has a few vowels in it that require her to open her mouth, during which I pop the spoon. I have won the argument. However, if it is an argument with a person that knows their subject, what I do is nod sagely and smile superciliously, let them ramble on, and at the end I say, well, I'm sorry, I think you're completely wrong, turn on my heels and leave. I'm...
Not only how to win an argument, but how to play just a minute. What
Amazing.
A shining example.
Amazing.
There was...
I'm sweating like a pig after that.
You get one miserly point for doing that.
No. You get a point because you weren't interrupted.
Right.
A point for speaking when the whistle went.
Yeah.
And a bonus point because
you get
you
three,
weren't interrupted.
Dude.
You get 2 points.
Oh, I would have done it more often if I'd known.
Clement, let us come to you now to begin. And the subject now, nice topical one as we're in Wales, Holyhead. That gets a nice laugh, doesn't it? So obviously people who live in Clwyd think that Holyhead is funny. But Clement, talk on the subject, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I always thought Holyhead was pronounced Holyhead, but I may be totally wrong. It is on the...
Tony challenged.
I don't think there are that many E's in the...
So we call it hesitation. Right. Holyhead is with you, Tony. 53 seconds starting now.
There's nothing I like more than to buy a dinghy, take it to the edge of the shore and row to Holyhead with a gang of people nearby. Nobody really knows that I do this, but every Sunday I pack my bicycle onto my back and walk to this beautiful part of Wales. I do think I'm talking quite a lot of rubbish, but it doesn't seem to matter because it's within the rules of this marvellous game.
Sheila Chan.
No, it's not, because you're not talking about Holyhead.
No, I agree. For God's sake, take the subject. I know nothing about it.
So what's your challenge within the rules of just a minute, Sheila?
Oh, deviation.
Why?
Well, because he wasn't talking about Holyhead.
He was. He kept saying he took his boat out and rowed to Holyhead.
You just like seeing me suffer, don't you, Nicholas?
Go on, then you can have it back, because I don't know anything about Holyhead.
So, you did establish it was about Holyhead, yes, even though it was fictitious.
I got you an extra point, then.
Good work, Sheila. Well done. Let's work together.
Anyway, a point to Tony. The subject's still with him. 29 seconds. Holyhead starting now.
There was also a girl at my school called Holyhead. Don't know how she got that name. Don't want to go in. But she was tremendous fun. Captain of the skipping team. Not many schools had, though. But I was very impressed by the way she hopped up and then down again.
Sheila.
No, it's a mistake.
Why?
I don't know. I hopped up, and I thought it was a bit of a hesitation, but it wasn't. He carried on.
So he gets the point for being interrupted.
Yeah, he does. Yes. I got you another one.
Thank you, Sheila. You're doing a great job.
You are working for him, Sheila.
I know. Right.
14 seconds. Holyhead still with you, Tony, starting now.
The finest church in Holyhead is called St. Clemens. It's on the hill. Nobody knows that I'm talking rubbish, but I...
Clement challenge.
I know.
He's talking rubbish.
Yep.
All right, Clement. You have the subject. 6 seconds. No, 8 seconds. Holyhead starting now.
It's on Anglesey, or strictly Holy Island.
Victor challenge.
Anglesey hesitation.
You just want to see Victor have the subject, don't you? All right. You have the benefit of the doubt. 6 seconds. Holyhead, Victor with you starting now.
But hot.
Yeah, Clement challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, he got you back at the same thing.
Yes, he did.
There you are. You've got the subject still, Clement. Holyhead, 5 seconds starting now.
It is the Paget family who are the Marquises thereof, and their son is called the Earl of...
At the end of that round, a number of points were scored. Tony Hawk's got a large number. He's still in the lead. He's closely followed by Sheila Hancock, and then Clement Freud, and then Victor Spinetti, in that order. And not many points separate any of them. But, Tony, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is the North-South Divide. Oh, they've got an ominous reaction from the audience. They're dying to hear you go, and it's, Tony, 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
The North is prosperous, rich, and has a booming economy. And the south is nothing but a drain on it. But enough about Italy, let's talk about Britain, where the situation could be argued to be slightly different. I am actually well qualified to talk on this, being born in Brighton of a father who came from Bridlington in the north, and a mother was from Ilford. So in a way, I cross that divide in my daily life when I wake up, because I am an amalgam of north and south. I also have a north bit to my body and a south. And I use the middle bit for things you don't...
Clement.
Repetition of bits.
Yes, there were too many bits.
There are.
For me, the correct number of bits.
And some of them very attractive bits, but we don't want to go into the details.
I do. Let's see you often.
Well, you give away all kinds of secrets on this show, but I think we'll press on. Clement, north-south divide is with you. 22 seconds available starting now.
You can tell from the whippets. In the south, we don't have any of these greyhound-like animals, whereas north, they abound. I know this.
Victor, a challenge. Yes, I agree. There was a hesitation there, yes. They were abounding, and then they stopped. And so, Victor, you've got in on the north-south divide. 11 seconds starting now.
Well, there is a difference in North and South Wales, because in South Wales they speak Welsh.
Yes, repetition.
Wales.
Yes, so back with you, Clement. 6 seconds starting now.
Dividing 2 by 4 into 6 is quite different from the north-south divide.
So they all got points in that round. Clement got also one for speaking as the whistle went. He's moved forward. He's equal with Tony Hawkes in the lead. Sheila Hancock and Victor Spinetti follow in that order. And Victor, you begin the next round.
What?
The subject is my first day at primary school. You've had a little think about it. Will you tell us something about that in this game starting now?
My first day at primary school, I'll never forget, even though it was a long time ago. The headmistress was a lady called Mrs. Macbeth. And if ever you saw bombazine black moving gracefully through this building, it was her. She pointed to me and she said, "Spinetti, I hear you can read." It all happened because one day at the house I said to my father, "Oh, look out, Dad, the Queen Mary just crossed the Atlantic." "Who said that?" he said. "I said it's here in the paper." And so my cousin took this to his heart, took me around.
It's so stories again, sorry.
No, we went for 44 seconds.
Shouldn't have a storyteller.
Sheila, you buzz, yes.
Yeah, I couldn't let him get away with that. Hesitation. No,
well, yes, more than one, but it doesn't really matter. But I thought you did him for repetition, but it doesn't matter. 16 seconds and for you, my first day at primary school, Sheila, starting now.
My first day at primary school was one of the most frightening days of my life. I'd already visited the convent that I was going to be at, and the nuns had terrified me. As I was dragged up the hill towards this school by my father, I was...
Sheila Hancock was then speaking as the whistle went, and she's moved forward, and with that extra point for doing so, an interesting situation. She, Clement Freud and Tony Hawkes are all equal in the lead, and only a little way behind is Victor Spinetti. Sheila, the subject now is, well, it's your turn to begin, is weddings. So will you tell us something about weddings in this game starting now?
I have been married twice in my life, and both of my weddings were miserable. The first one was at Welling Embassy Showrooms. My mother had laid on a sit-down tea, and all my aunts and uncles were there with my fellow actors. So you can imagine it wasn't a great mix. And Dad made a speech in the way he always did, weeping and bellowing, that he was losing his daughter, which wasn't very kind towards my future husband. My second wedding, I was very pregnant and was vomiting all the time. My two children, who were already there, were thoroughly enjoying themselves with John whilst I was in the corner upchucking the whole of the wedding ceremony. We didn't tell anybody that we were getting married, but on the car back, we heard on the radio...
Shuna Hancock was saying before the show, it's ages since I've played this. I don't know whether I can still do it.
They're being kind.
No, they're not. No.
On the car back.
I was listening very, very carefully. Yes.
I don't understand. I don't understand how you get pregnant before you've got married. I don't know.
I'll take your side off.
Oh, I see.
So, Sheila, you not only speak as a whistle when gain a point for that, and you get a bonus point because you were not interrupted. Went full 60 seconds.
I think you should get more points when you go for the full thing. I think you should get 10 or something.
Have some of mine, Sheila.
So, Sheila has now taken a small lead ahead of all the others at the
what
end of that
round. A small lead.
Well, last time you were equal with Tony Hawks and Clement Freud, and now you're 2 points ahead of them.
Good, well, I think that's a big lead.
In comparison to the number of points you've scored, no, it's a small lead.
I want a moment of triumph.
Right, never mind. Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject is the chaos theory. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
The chaos theory is something practiced by political parties when choosing their leaders. What you want to do is to get the most unsuitable person you can find and see how much he hated the previous head of that faction of the political divide. I said political before.
And Tony picked it up with your help.
Yes. Right. Yes, and then he said it again. So I think in the end, we've got to go for repetition of political.
Right. And you've got the subject. You've got 40 seconds available. The chaos theory is the subject, and you start now.
Not being that much of a scientist, I've never fully understood the chaos theory. Something to do with a butterfly flapping its wings somewhere can make something extraordinary happen.
I thought somewhere and something.
Yes, she's done it again. She keeps getting me these points. It's wonderful.
She is so keen. Yes. And yet she's in the lead. Right, you've still got the subject, Tony. Another point and 29 seconds available. The chaos theory starting now.
Could cause an earthquake or such like elsewhere, and yet surely this is nonsense. The chaos theory made up by a man who'd had a bottle of whiskey too many on a Thursday afternoon whilst being an academic in a university somewhere in North Wales, perhaps, could have been somewhere else. I'm not going to pontificate on what could have happened, because that would be foolish, and indeed, I'm not that sort of chap. The cake...
Clement Challenge.
I think he is.
Clement's a lovely remark. Have you got a challenge with the rules of just a minute?
He lied. He is that sort of chap. Deviation from chappingness.
I don't know. Everybody will have a different opinion of Tony because he's that enigmatic character. So what I'm going to do is, no, I don't think he's necessarily that sort of chap. And you may have a personal opinion about that. But it was such a lovely interruption. I'm going to give you a bonus point for that. Tony will get a point for being interrupted. And he continues with 3 seconds to go on the chaos theory, starting now.
Glenda Jackson once said to me...
He obviously just says Glenda Jackson all the time. It's deviation.
Repetition.
No, it's another time.
I said it before.
I know.
Oh, Victor, it was another subject, darling.
Another subject? Oh, yes. Yes. But we give you a bonus point because you did spot it. Yeah. But, Sheila, you haven't got a challenge when the rules are just a minute, have you?
Well, yes, deviation, because I don't think he was going to go on to say that Glenda Jackson was anything to do with the chaos theory. Well,
you don't know he could
have been. Most definitely was,
He only said Glenda Jackson. He hadn't even a chance to establish...
Have you seen her dressing room?
All right, go on, then.
So he's got another point and only 1 second on the chaos theory, Tony, starting now.
Jenny Agutter.
Right. So, let me give you the score at the end of that round, because actually we're moving into the final round in this show.
Oh.
I thought it was worth more than that. And the situation is that Tony's got quite a good lead ahead of Clement Freud. No, Sheena Hancock's now in second place, only 3 points behind. Sheena's one ahead of Clement Freud, and he's three ahead of Victor Spinetti. That is the sequence as we move into the final round. And Tony, it happens to be your turn to begin, and the subject is piercings. I don't know whether you have any personal experience of piercings, Tony, but talk on the subject, 60 seconds, starting now.
We are always talking about this subject backstage before we come on to do just a minute. Nicholas is in something of a quandary. Should I have my nipples pierced, he says to us. Most of us were against it, but he insisted on doing it, and it means we can hang him up on the wall before he comes up to perform. He hangs there indelicately, and it gives us an opportunity to go through his pockets and take his money, anything of any value that we might like to have. I'm using his passport at the moment, which is causing me a great deal of trouble when I'm trying to travel abroad. Piercings are something that you can do to different parts of your body. A lot of people favour the area I spoke of.
Clement Challenge.
Directed at people.
Yes, there were other people before. You mentioned people before. Clement, you've got him in 19 seconds ago on piercings, starting now.
A piercing is a shrill, penetrating scream. And piercings, I presume, are several of these. Even louder and noisier, more disruptive and less acceptable. And yet, Grace Kelly always used to say, the trouble about piercings is they have no class.
Well, let me give you the final situation, because Clement Freud was speaking as a whistle, went again that extra point for doing so, and it's much the same as when we started the round, actually. Victor Bisnetti...
happens all the time.
Of you hung up by your nipples. I love it. I shall cherish it. Thank you.
Let me give you the final situation. Victor Spinetti, who has only played the game twice before, came back and with a lot of panache, finished up in a brilliant fourth place. And yes. And just ahead of him was our other person who hasn't played the game as much as the others yet, Sheena Hancock, finishing a very strong third place. She was only 1 point behind Clement Freud, sometimes as one on, always one on many occasions, but 3 points, 2 points ahead of him was Tony Hawk. So we say, Tony, you are the winner this week.
Thanks.
It only remains for me to say thank you. These four delightful players of the game, Victor Spinetti, Clement Freud, Sheena Hancock and Tony Hawks. I thank Janet Staplehurst, who sat beside me and has also blown her whistle so magnificently. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. And we thank our producer and director, that is Claire Jones. And we are also very grateful to this lovely audience at the Theatre Clwyd in Mould in North Wales. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons, and our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.